Ray Shiro joins us, the general manager of the New Jersey Devils. Should I say, Ray Shiro, the high-flying New Jersey Devils? Good afternoon.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Yeah, after two games, high-flying. I like it.
Well, I'll tell you, we were just talking about this because the preseason, Doug saw them in Summerside up close and personal, your squad. This is not that, you know, slow, grinded-out New Jersey Devils team. This is up-tempo, dare I say, a fun hockey team to watch right now.
I think it's, you know, over the last, this will be my third year, and a lot of things are up to, obviously, Lou Lamoriello is a success here, and a lot of the philosophies which are ingrained, which is awesome. But again, in terms of kind of rebuild or restock, I mean, we've had, that was part and parcel when I was hired, and with Josh Harris and David Blitzer owners, and Lou was there. You know, I worked with Lou for 2.5 months, and he was fantastic. But realistically, we were the oldest team in the league, and now I think we're maybe eighth or something like that. But I think the last 2 years we've had 20 draft picks, including even trading picks for getting a couple of picks for Kyle Palmieri and Marcus Johansson. But now you're starting to see some of these younger players come into the lineup, and it gives some of the guys like Henrique and guys like Andy Green. These guys have been real good for us. Some complimentary players for Taylor Hall. But when you get lucky, win the lottery. I mean, you get bad, even be in that position last year and you win the lottery. And Nico's been obviously fantastic for us. And as we all know, Doug, and to make get you have to get lucky, and Jesper Bratt's a 6th-round pick, and he's been a fantastic story for us, and that's what you need to move your program ahead, and we got a ways to go, but certainly I think John Hines and the staff have done a real good job since the first day of training camp and the way we're going to play. But I think we have the players coming, or the players right now, that we can start to do it in terms of speed and skill, and there's no one in the league says, geez, I want to play slow, neither do we, but now we got some of the players that can, do it in at a quicker pace, and certainly think the game a bit quicker, and to be a more competitive team.
You said in Summerside when I talked to you, Ray, that you just felt the mood from day one, whether it was initiated by John Hines or the coaching staff or the leadership on the group, there was a really great feeling within the team from day one of training camp, and it built throughout camp.
Yeah, no, and I remember that in Summerside we talked about that, and I think it really went back to the end of last year, and certainly, 2 years ago, our first year, we had a hard-working team, not really skilled, but I think we're in respect the hard we played. We fought to stay in the playoff race till the end, and then we kind of fell out. But, and then last year to me and to John, it certainly was not representative of the team that we wanted to have or how we wanted to play. And, the meetings I had with players out, I didn't meet with that many players after the season, to be honest, but when I did, I made it really clear that I wasn't happy. And, it's not, to me, the type of team I'm going to have. And then some of the players that we brought in, really, and I think make a difference. At the same time, the guys have been, just said, but we have to get a respect back in the league. That's it. That's my goal. We have to get respect back in the league. And that's going to start day one of training camp, and how we're going to play, how we're going to practice, and certainly, makes John a little bit easier, that, some better, more skilled players possibly. But again, we got a long way to go. And first day I talked to the team in training camp this year, 60 guys, whatever it was. And, someone had asked me maybe a day earlier, obviously the popular thing, what are you going to say? What they asked about playoffs, the meet. I'm like, I know what I'm going to say. So I just told the team beforehand, I said, listen, I guess I'm supposed to say something about playoffs. I'm not. You know why? When I talk to the media after this, I'm not. You know why? It's like me saying I'm in the Boston Marathon in April. I could say it, but I'm not training for it. I'm not doing the necessary things. I could say it, but I'm not going to do it. You know why? Because I'm not to win the net. And you can say anything you want to say, but unless there are no more, you start doing the proper things in practice and the habits we want to have, make each other accountable. It's your team. Make each other accountable. And then maybe if you do that, you have a chance. But they're looking at me. They were pretty certain I wasn't running the Boston Marathon. But my point was, because I'm not training for it. So I can say anything I want, but it's not going to mean anything. So I think they've really done a good job making each other accountable and pushing. And, then players are, they got pride. And, again, we got a long way to go and obviously a real tough test tonight. But it's not about one game or two games or tonight. It's more of trying to build something longer term. And as I said in Summerside, Doug, I really felt both on and off the ice, we start to turn the corner.
Hey, Ray, one guy that's making himself accountable, I think, is Corey Schneider. He wasn't very good last year. And we do regard him as one of the better goalies in the NHL. And it just seems that he's kind of sealed up a little bit. Is it just as simple as getting his old goalie coach back from Vancouver, Roland?
Well, that's a good question. I think I really, you know, Willie Melanson, we made a change there. And Chris Terrier had done a really good job here. And Chris is now with the Islanders. And but, you know, bringing in Roley Molinson was not, even while I was in Pittsburgh, you know, Michael Terran has spoken so highly of Roley, and I've heard good things. He was in Vancouver, and just, I knew the relationship, but it wasn't the end of the, you know, I made it clear when I was talking to Roley, I got the permission from Vancouver that, listen, who knows, I could turn around the next day and trade Corey Schneider or something like that. If I did that, you want to leave? No, he wanted to really be challenged and get back in the saddle. And I think what I really have liked about Roley and what I had heard, he needs really makes the goaltenders accountable, and it's he works them, and you know there's a belief there. I think he's been very good for Keith Kincaid, and I really think, you know, with Corey having that relationship anyway, it's just more of a readjustment and some of the things that, you know, Corey needed in his game. And it's not anything about Chris Terrier at all. Is, you know, Corey's got to be accountable, he knows that. And but you know, Corey is, I think, as you see, I think he's been really, really good from, you know, even the summertime. Some of the adjustments and some of the training, but in training camp and the extra that he's done, you know, he needs and wants to have a bounce back season. And certainly we need that to be competitive at all, but it's been a, you know, good start for Corey, and, you know, we need that. And, but I think Roley's been a real good thing for both our goaltenders.
What about the kid at center? I mean, he wins the,
which one, Zacha or Heischer?
Zacha. Yeah, everybody wants to talk about Nico, but I want to talk about the other guy, Zach. I mean, he's come in and won the number one job, and, you know, it's great to see that kind of development down the middle.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, it's, you know, with Pavel, you know, it's last year, we took him out of lineup sometime, and you know, we had talked about this earlier. And, you know, when you take, let's say, Pavel Zach at 19 years old or 18 years old on a lineup, and let's say you put Luke Adzik in, well, of course, the narrative is you're ruining Pavel Zacha. Well, to me and to Mo, yeah, I'm sure you guys, just playing a guy is not development, right? So when we would take him on lineup sometime, and as I said, well, we didn't put him in a closet. I mean, there was a time to take him out as part of development and then, you know, work with our skills coach, work with our coaches off ice, work with the strength, and then put him back in. And then now you see, I think, what we've seen since day one, you know, especially with Zajac and Travis Zajac being out and Brian Boyle, you can't get any centers. And so, well, you know what? Adam Henrique is playing the middle, but he's really playing in the second or third slot. And you know, Zach and Heisha, they're only different. They just play. And it's been really good. And then Pavel is taking that next step, and he's got a ways to go too, but he feels that confidence. He feels more part of it and relied upon. And again, it's a big step for him. And but it's one of those steps that are necessary for our team to start being competitive and get to where we want to go over the next year, two, and three.
And Devils General Manager Ray Shiro along with us. You mentioned Jesper Bratt a couple of moments ago. I was speaking to someone, the London Knights organization. They have his rights in Canadian Major Junior. And he said, yeah, I think the ship has sailed. He was great in training camp. We had our fingers crossed, but we don't think we're getting
him
back.
Didn't you just hear him talk about the marathon in April?
Well, let's hear it from the man himself. Does London have any chance of getting Jesper Bratt back?
Yeah. If you watch the Buffalo game like I did, no, he doesn't have it. They don't have a chance.
I mean, I think both, you know, with Jesper has earned everything he's gotten to this, you know, and it's about, and one of the things I did say to every player in training camp in that meeting was, you know, to be a more competitive team. If you're a young player, the worst thing you can do is look at the depth chart. And I said, if you're an older player, the worst thing you can do is look at the depth chart. Mm-hmm. And a kid like that, or a kid like Mueller, or a kid like Heisch, they've come in and really, and every day from our development camp in July for Jesper Bratt, or in August with the Swedish team in Plymouth, he's been fantastic. Then he comes to Buffalo for our rookie camp. We're like, holy cow. I said to John Hines in Buffalo rookie camp, I said, you know what? Hines, I'm telling you right now, Jesper Bratt, he'll be your Blake Spears last year. You're going to want to keep him.
You know what?
At least for a little while. And I guess like keep him for a little while longer. And he's earned everything he's gotten. And
I made
really nice,
I made the same damn mistake as they did. I looked at the depth chart too much.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Ray, Sportsnet.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
It's good luck, Ray.
Team's a lot of fun to watch. Keep it rolling. Good luck tonight against the Maple Leafs.
Appreciate it.